This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We're continuing in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Chav, Gimel Amud Beis. We begin with the Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Says the Holy Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Af haroitza lahadras chaviru sheyuchal atzlai. Also, someone who wants to make a neder against his friend that he should eat by him, Yoimer lo, he should say, Kol neder shani asa lidar, any neder that I'm destined to make, hu batal, is batal. So as a, so to speak, a preamble to the neder, you say, the nederim I'm about to say are batal. This way, whatever neder you make will be batal. And when you make the neder, you have in mind that it should not be chal, like, should not be chal, like you said in your sort of moida, meaning you made this statement, any nether that I'm going to make is null and void, and then you make a nether, it's empty, it doesn't really mean anything. So you should say to him, kol nether shani asa lida hu bato, any nether that I'm destined to make is bato, uvavache yizachar b'shasa nether. This will be effective as long as you remember the tnai at the time of the neder. As long as when you make the neder, you're thinking, okay, I don't really mean to make this because of the statement that I just said, that all my nedarim are not chal. As long as you remember that, so the neder will not be chal. So the Gemara has a question. The Gemara's question is, let's see the last Ran on the Mishnah. Piska afaroy tzalahadres chaveroy. What does that mean? Sha'oyser kol nechasav al chaveroy. You really want your friend to eat by you. So you say you aser all the possessions of your friend if he doesn't eat with you. So what do you do? Yoimer kol neder shani aser lidar mefarsh b'gemara. The Gemara will explain what this means. But the first question of the Gemara is, wait a second. If you make this declaration that all the nedarim that I say are meaningless, and then you go over to your friend and you say, hey, pal, if you don't eat by me, I aser all my possessions on you, the guy's not going to eat by you because he knows that the neder has no validity because you just announced it. So how is this going to be a way to convince him to eat by you when he knows that your neder has no standing? Says the Gemara, V'kivan de'amar, since he said, kol neder shani asad lidar, any neder that I'm destined to be menader, yehei bato, should be bato, loy shamale, he's not going to listen to you, v'loy asi bahadeh, he's not going to come to you. Now, the Gemara could simply answer, well, it's talking about where you mutter that under your breath and he didn't hear it. But as the Ran will explain, there will still be two problems that it won't help to say that you made this declaration quietly and he didn't hear, because they'll still have two problems. What are they? Says the Ran. The Ran says, Kivan de Amar kol neder v'chulu loy shamalei v'loy asi legabei l'meicha bahadei. Says the Ran, l'fisha kvar yoidea hamezuman, because the person who is invited knows, shei neder chalalov, that the neder is not chal shekvar, but loy, Hamazamin, the one who invited him, was Mavatalit. So the Ran says, well, let the Gemara say that he doesn't know. Uvedinhu, the Havamatsal Shnuye, really the Gemara could have answered simply, the Amar Madir, where the one who made the neder said, Bechashai, quietly, Kedei Shalo Yishama Hamudar, so that the one who the neder was against doesn't hear. But the Ran says, it doesn't help to give that simple answer. Why not? The Mishnah would still not come out good. Why? Since it says, even someone who wants, mashma, that implies, dahanami mishum nidre zeruzin mutter. It's mashma, first of all, the reason why this neder is nachal is because this is nidre zeruzin. We had in an earlier Mishnah, by the buyer and the seller, that the nedarim are nachal, because the seller just wants to get a higher price than two, and the buyer just wants to get a lower price than four. And now this Mishnah begins, af. Af implies this is also nidrei zeruzin. So the question is, even if you're going to say what the Mishnah means is that you don't say the stipulation out loud, it's still not good, because the word af implies that the reason why it's not chal is because it's nidrei zeruzin. But this is not nidrei zeruzin. The reason why it's not chal is because you made the stipulation. V'lav mishum t'nai shehisnevim kein my af. What would the af be? Even if you somehow explain this t'nai, but this t'nai is not nidrei zeruzin. V'oid, furthermore, di'i b'chi hai gavna askinan, if we're talking about such a case, hechi tani, how could it teach, uvavad shei zachar, as long as you remember. How could the Mishnah say, well, this stipulation will only work as long as you remember it when you made the neder. What do you mean as long as you remember it? You're saying it right before you made the neder, and that's why you're making the neder, because you know that it's not chal because of the stipulation. So what's it saying? As long as you remember it? That's like a guy saying, everyone remember to say, a guy who announces at Ritzay, remember to say Yalav Yavai. You know, he's in the middle of Ritzay. And after he says, Ritzay Hashem Lien Ma'am Chisot, Sosom Hashem, 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 Sosom Do we have to say, make sure he remembers Yalav Yavai, he just announced it. So, of course he's going to remember. Pshita Shu Zachar, Sharei B'Shas HaNeder, Hu Masna. He's stipulating at the time he makes the neder. So even though the Gemara could answer that the one who the nether was against didn't hear, it's not going to answer some other questions. So says the Gemara, Chesrei Mechzer Rav Hachika Tani, the Mishnah is missing words, and this is what it means to say. Haroitze Sheyoichel Etzlei Chaver, if you want your friend to eat by you, Umesarev Boy, and he's refusing, Umadiroi, and you make a nether, Nidrei Zeruzin Hu, it's Nidrei Zeruzin, and it's not Chal. Let's say if I say, Yanos, where do you live, Yanos?
Hi, I'm in Beit Shemesh.
Beit Shemesh. Okay. Let's say, welcome to the shir. Let's say I say, I want you to eat at my house. If you don't eat at my house, I'm going to asser all my leftover shalach manas to you. Why would I want to do, right? I'm just trying to pressure you to come to my house. So the halacha is, the neder is not chal at all. I don't need to make any stipulations that any nedarim that I make are not chal. It is fundamentally not chal, because clearly I'm only making it to pressure you. But if you still don't want to come, I'm not going to asser you. Now this presents a question on what we learned on Sunday. Sorry, Sunday I gave the shiur at a very inconvenient time. Probably you were going to Mincha at the time or something like that, but it was my only opportunity. You know, we learned on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph that if somebody wants their wife to marry off their daughter to a certain person, then and they make a neder that if you don't marry her off to my relative, you're Asur and Hana. The Gemara discusses whether you could use as a Pesach, well, if you would have known that she wouldn't have listened to you, could you, you wouldn't have made it. But the neder is chal. Or let's say somebody made his wife take a neder, she's not going to go to the shir during the Aliyah L'Regel. So there, maybe you could use a Pesach, but the Gemara says that is not nidrei zeruzin. And the Rana on Amud Aleph asked, well, why here then? Why, if I'm pressuring you to eat at my house, do we say that neder is not chal? Not only do you not need a Pesach, you didn't even mean it. You didn't mean it. So then why earlier, when you were assuring your wife, if she doesn't marry off your daughter to who you want, why there do we say you did mean it, but you could use a Pesach? The Ran said on Amud Aleph a very important distinction. We didn't explain it well enough on Amud Aleph. I want to explain it better now. That on Amud Aleph, when you made her take the neder, when you took the neder against her, you meant it. You meant if she doesn't marry your daughter off to your relative, she's going to be Asur and Hana. But we see here, the guy also meant, if you don't eat by me, you're going to be Asur Bahana. So why here, where you meant it, is it Nidei Zeruzin and it's not Chal, and by your wife, it's Chal, just you could use a Pesach. And basically the distinction is that if I just want you to eat in my house, it's very extreme to say, if you don't eat in my house, you're Asur Bahana. So even though I meant I want you to eat in my house. But the severe consequence is makes it that fundamentally, if you don't eat in my house, the nether's not chal. Because that's a bit extreme to have a full-fledged intent just to force someone to eat in your house. But in the other situation where you really wanted your wife to marry off this girl to your relative, or you really didn't want her to go to the shir, then you meant what you said in the nether is chal. So not every nidrei zerazin do we say it's not chal. It has to be, you see, in the case by the buyer and the seller, it's obvious that's nidrei zerazin because they didn't mean four, they didn't mean two. They just meant I want more than two or I want less than four. But there are cases of nidrei zerazin where you mean it, but it's still not chal, and that's when the consequences that you give are, so to speak, out of whack. They're a little bit, they're not reasonable for the situation, okay? So now that we said the first part of the Mishnah is, if you want to pressure your friend to eat by you, you could make this stipulation. What's the second part of the Mishnah? The second part of the Mishnah is Va'roitzeh she'le'yiskaymu nedarav. If you want your nedarim not to stand, kal hashana, yamoid b'Rosh Hashanah, you should get up on Rosh Hashanah. Now the truth is you could do it any time of the year, but this way you're making sure that all the nedarim you make throughout the year will not be chal. V'yarmen, you say, kal neder shani asalidah, any neder that I'm destined to make, yehi bata, will be bata. So it's two separate cases. Case one is, if you want to pressure someone to eat by you, you could make a neder and it's not chal because it's nidrei zerazin. And number two, if you don't want your nedarim to stand, you should get up on Rosh Hashanah and say, any neder that I'm destined to make a neder should be batal, as long as you remember the tanai at the time you made the neder. Meaning, you'll only be able to be mevatel the nedarim if you remember the tanai at the time of the neder. So the Gemara asks, what? You'll only be able to be mevatel the nedarim if at the time you made the neder you remembered the stipulation. Only then the stipulation is chal. Just the opposite. If you remember the stipulation and you make the neder, that means you want to make the neder anyway, even though there's a stipulation. Right? You want to make the nether anyway, even though there's a stipulation. The Ran, in an unauthorized Ran, asked the following question. This is mamish the opposite of what the Gemara assumed originally. The Gemara assumed originally that in the Mishnah, the way the guy is making his nether meaningless is he makes the tanai, and then he makes the nether, and as long as he remembers the nether, I'm sorry, as long as he remembers the stipulation, the nether won't be chal. So there we say the nether is not chal if you remember the stipulation. Now we're saying if you remember the stipulation, then the nether is chal. Why? The original supposition of the Gemara is, if at the time you made the nether, you remember the stipulation will uproot the nether. And now we're saying just the opposite. If you remember the stipulation when you made the nether, you want the nether to be chal. So the Ran says, on the seventh line, he says, V'loy domi lamay da'amrino la'el, loy shamalei, v'loy asi bahadei. Da'ama ein t'nai bato, shekshu noider al das vishayna hu oisa. The Ran says something very simple. There, you're making the neder at the time you made the stipulation. So, what you're doing is, I'm making a stipulation, I don't want it to be chal. So, as long as you remember you don't want it to be chal, when you make the neder, you have no intention to make the neder. Because you're doing it at the same time. So then, remembering the tnai is gufa, the context of how you're making the neder. You're making the neder through the tanai that you don't want it to be chal. But now you're making the nether days later, much later. So if you forgot about the tanai, then the tanai is effective. If you remember the tanai, that means you want to be mevatel the tanai. Because if you wanted the tanai to work, then you wouldn't have said anything. Meaning, if you're not oikar the tanai and you want the tanai to work, the Rahman says, lama hu neither. Okay, look at the top line of the Ran. Hachi katani roitza shayoichal chaver etzlein nidrei zerazin hein. It's nidrei zerazin. Vafilo ina oichal imai. Even if he doesn't eat with you, loichal nidra the nether is not chal. Shalein eskavin ela lezruze. He's only mechavin to encourage him. Vahaino duktani af. Now we understand why it says af. Not only is it nidrei zerazin in the first case, in the first mishnayis, by the buyer and the seller, this is also nidrei zerazin. Now it's telling me another din. Someone who wants that his nedarim should not stand, yamod b'Rosh Hashanah, he should stand up in Rosh Hashanah, v'yomar, that all the nedarim that I make are batal. And that stipulation is only effective if you don't remember it when you make the neder. E zachar b'shas ha-neder akri l'tanai, you're being oikar l'tanai v'kaim l'nidrei. Shem loichein, lama hu noider achshav. Because if you remember the tanai, why are you making the neder now? Don't say anything. Now, here's the thing, right? The Gemara is asking, why would the Mishnah say that if you want to uproot the nedarim, it's provided that you remember the tanai at the time of the neder? If you remember the Tanai, then that means you want to override it. So Rava has to change the Abaye has to change the Gersa. Amar Abaye, Tani, Uvavad, Shelo Yehei Zachar, Vishas HaNeder. As long as you don't remember the Tanai when you made the Neder. At the time you made the Neder, you forgot about the Tanai. So therefore, if you would have remembered the Tanai, you want the Neder to be Chal. If you don't remember the Tanai, so the Tanai is able to be Oikar the Neder. That's what Abaye says. Tani uvelvad shaloye zacher b'shas aneder. As long as you don't remember it. Now, that is the first answer. We're changing the girsa of the Mishnah to read, as long as you don't remember the Tanai. We're going to have to see, that's what basically Kol Nidrei is. Kol Nidrei, how does Kol Nidrei work? You're mevatel all future, not nedarim you made in the past, not nedarim that you made in the past. There's nothing you could do about nedarim in the past. Kol Nidrei is not about the past, it's about the future. You're saying now, Hareini Moiser Moida, that any nedarim I make in the future is null and void. But you can't make nedarim, you can't be mater nedarim of the past. How are you supposed to do that? And basically, what that does is, so now, any nedarim you make in the future, forgetting about your Kol Nidrei won't be Chal. Rava Amar La'olam Kedamrin Meikar. Rava says, let's keep the original Gersa. It's talking about as long as you remember the Tanai. If you remember the Tanai, then the Neder is not Chal. We ask, if you remember the Tanai, you want to be Mevatel the Tanai. So we're going to see. Rava agrees that if you don't remember the Tanai whatsoever, the Tanai will be Mevatel the Neder. Rav is talking about, in order to preserve the Gersa, a very limited case. You know what it means as long as you remember? Hacha b'mayaskinan, kagoin shehisna b'Rosh Hashanah. You made a Tanai in Rosh Hashanah. V'lo yada b'mayaskinan. You don't remember what kind of Tanai you made. You know you asered food. You made a Tanai to aser food. But you didn't realize you were asering. You weren't sure, did I ask her vegetables, did I ask her fruits, did I ask her meat? You made a Tanai, and you made a Tanai Rosh Hashanah, and you don't remember what it was. V'hashta ka nadar, now you made a neder. Izachar b'shas ha-neder, if he remembers at the time of the neder. V'amar, and he says, Adas harishon ani neder. I'm making the neder with my original intent in mind, meaning I want to preserve the Tanai. In other words, if you don't remember at all that you made a tanai, the tanai will be mevatel the neder. But what if I do know I made a tanai? I don't know what it was. And you say, I remember the tanai, and I'm making the neder al das harishoina. So then nedre lesbe mamasha. But if you didn't say al das harishoina, he remembers the tanai, but he doesn't say that I'm doing it with that in mind. Okre le tanai, he's being oikre le tanai v'kayim le nedre. So basically, Rava is adding there are two ways to be oikre the neder. Either if he doesn't remember the tanai at all, or if he remembers the tanai, he just doesn't remember what the tanai was, and he says, al das rishoina ani noider. Let's see the holy Ran. The Ran is the first wide line in the Ran. Rava Amar Kagon Shehisna Barosh Hashanah V'lo Yadam Imah Hisna. Rava Lo Yosel Aflug Elei Dabai. Rava's not arguing with her Bai. Demoiduhu, he's moidu the chol she'eno zoicha t'nai klal. If you don't remember the t'nai at all, b'shas nidroi, ha'nether batal, the nether's batal. Elo dulei nichalei l'shabushe l'shamas nisen. He doesn't want to corrupt the text of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as long as you remember. The Mishnah says as long as we remember. If we remember the Tanai, then the nether should be chal. This is what it means to say. If you want to be mevatel the nether, you should stand up in Rosh Hashanah and you should say. There are two dinim. If you don't remember the tanai at all when you made the neder, you're oblivious to the tanai. But what if you remember it a little bit? Let's say at the time you made the neder, I remember I made a tanai. I'm making a neder now to aser bread. I remember I made a tanai. Was it to aser bread or was it to aser jelly beans? If he remembers the tanai a little bit, let's say he made a tanai in Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't know what the tanai was. He made a tanai on something specific. Doesn't remember if it was bread. He remembers he made such a tanai. So then if you remember you made the tanai, if he says, okay, I'm making this neder, but the original tanai should apply, kolomer, meaning to say, if my tanai was on this, then I want to be mevatel the neder. Sheivato gam achshav, ani roitze sheivato. And then he remembers, v'nizkar achakach shal dover zeh shenader achshav hisna betchila, levato nidre, so then the neder is not chal. So when it says as long as you remember the neder, what does it mean as long as you remember the neder? That the tanai only works when he remembers that he made some neder at the time of some tanai at the time of neder. But if loy omer al das rishayna ani oisa, let's say he remembers he made a tanai, but he doesn't know what it was, and he doesn't say I'm making this neder being governed by that tanai, batle le tanai, the tanai is batal, the kaime le nedre, and the nether stands, the kivan shal yozoicha b'shas nedar, since he remembers at the time of the nether, shehisna, that he made it tanai, v'lo yadu imai hisna, and he doesn't know what it was, and daito hayu shiskayim tanai, if he wanted the tanai to stand, then he shouldn't have made the nether, without specifying, so that the tanai doesn't uproot the nether. Must be he wants the nether to stand. So what does the Mishnah mean as long as he remembers? Masnis and diktani. Uvavad she yizachar hachi ketani. Uvavad she yehei hatnai zachor bepiv. As long as he says it with his mouth at the time of the nether. Zachar means to say. Zachar means to say. You know what it means? Either like this. If he totally forgot about the tanai will be mevatel the nether. But if he remembers the tanai, then the tanai will only uproot the nether if he says, zachor, if he says that I'm making the nether with the tanai in mind. Now, you want to know, what does it have to do with Pesach? I thought you would ask that question. Because, you know, there's a big question. Reb Chaim Brisker asks, there's a mitzvah every night of the year of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the difference between Zechira and Sipur? Famous Kasha. There's a Prima Gadim that I never said over before. Prima Gadim says the difference between Zechira and Sipur is Zechira, you could do it Behirhor. And Sipur, you have to say it. And the Shagas Aryeh says, no, Zachar! Zachar is Bepeh. Zachar is always Bepeh. That's what the Ran is saying. That's what the Mishnah says. Uvavad sheyehei Zachar! As long as you remember, what is it? That doesn't mean remember, it means to say. If you remember it, if you don't remember the Tanai at all, the Tanai will be Mavatel the Neder. Because don't say, well, I said the Neder, regardless of the Tanai, you forgot about the Tanai. So since you forgot about the Tanai will work. But if you remember the Tanai a little bit, then the Tanai will only be Mavatel the Neder if you say, I want the Neder to be made in the context of the original Tanai. La halacha, the Ran says, we hold like Rava. We know we put machlok is abayin Rava, you hold like Rava. Therefore, if you made a Tanai, you said in the beginning of the year, all my nadarim are nachal, and you forgot the Tanai, the Neder is batal. But if you made a Neder on a specific thing, and at the time of the Neder you remembered it, but you don't know what it was, so then the Tanai will not be the Tanai will be batal, and the Neder will be chal, unless you say you want it to be in the context of that Tanai. Because since you remembered a little bit, you should have said, Al Das Rishayna. Says the Ran, four lines, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines from the bottom. This is an unauthorized Ran. Venera, Shema Sho'imrim Ktsas Kehilas B'Yom Kippur, Kol Nidrei V'Esarei. Why do we make Kol Nidrei on Yom Kippur night? Mike, the Sfaradim say Kol Nidrei? Yeah. Why do some kilos say kol nidrei? L'davar zehem eschavnim. That's what they're trying to do. What are they trying to accomplish? They're trying to say, any nedarim I make in the upcoming year are not chal. L'vatel nedarim sheyidru l'achar mikan. But the question is, most people don't think they're mevatel future nedarim. De'in daharna u'dishtabana u'da'acharimna. They're saying past nedarim. Ella shalashon meshubash. Their language is corruption. Nir milosham shematir nedarim sha'avru. V'zein lo yinyan ella nedarim abom la'achar mikan. You can only be mevatel future nedarim. So the Rabbeinu Yaakov fixed the lashon. Rabbeinu Yaakov changed kol nidrei kedei sheimish ma'usa lahaba, that it should mean the future. Loimar kol nidrei v'asar di asarna v'di charamna, with a kamatz in the past. I'm sorry, the asarna in the future. However, you shouldn't say that, because we're going to see in the our Mishnah says that we're going to see in the Gemara that we don't like to tell people about this because it's going to cause them to be makel and adarim. And also, maybe it only works for Nadarim, not Shvuos. Okay, let's see a little bit further in the Gemara. Rav Huna Bar Chinuna Savar L'Midrashei B'Perka. Rav Huna Bar Chinuna wanted to teach this trick that people in the beginning of the year should get up and say, any Nadarim that I make in the future should be batal. Now, if you read our Mishnah, the Mishnah hides this trick, because it sort of fuses it together with Nidrei Zeruzin, and you wouldn't know it's a separate trick. It's like if you want to pressure your friend to eat by you, but you don't want to make a real neder, so say, I'm making a Tanai, and then tell your friend, okay, I'm making a neder that you have to eat by me. But the Mishnah is not saying a trick in general, how to get rid of all future nedarim. It's just the way we're forced to read the Mishnah in two parts is the first part is if you want to pressure your friend to eat by you, make a nedar zeirusin. And then in general, if you want to abolish all your nedarim throughout the year, make this statement that all your nedarim are batal. So the Mishnah is hiding kol nidre. So Rav Huna Bar Chana wanted to teach everyone about kol nidre. Amar le Rav, Rav said, Tana kamastim le stume. The Tana hid kol nidre. Kedei shelo yinagu kalas rosh benedarim, so that people don't treat nedarim lightly. Va'at darash shalei bepirka, and you're trying to give a shir about kol nidre. Don't tell people about kol nidre. So we'll have to see, but we do kol nidre b'zman hazeh. So the Tosfos asks, four lines in the bottom, and Tosfos, and Tamil, if you made the precious el, the kol nidre, the bito nadarimu, he chamin v'chai gavna b'knufya b'vnei kol, how can we say kol nidre publicly? And especially we hire a chazan for a lot of money, he wears this big funny yarmulke, everyone's looking at him. There are people, they come to shul once a year for kol nidre. Here the one halacha you have to hide is kol nidre. You see how it is? The one halacha that nobody's allowed to know about, that is the most attended ceremony in Judaism. Isn't that ironic? The one halacha that you're not allowed to teach people about is the most attended ceremony we have. So Tosfos says, we're just trying to hide it from Amei Haaretz at the Shir. And we're going to explain to them what it is, they're going to be Mezalzim and Adarim. But the way we say Kol Nidre, nobody has any idea what it is. So it's okay. By the way, I would say, that's why we make it such a solemn event. You know, the people who come once a year, they think we're saying some like spiritual, you know, a transformative, elevated prayer to the Almighty. And really all we're doing is, this is like a technical, legal statement. So we take out the Sefer Torah and we put on these stern faces to trick everyone into thinking that this is some solemn, you know, prayer communion. All it is basically, okay, if you're going to make any promises this year, everything is null and void. So they think this is some holy thing, and turns out it's really just some legal procedure. Take out the Sefer Torah, everyone's very solemn. So basically, Tosfos says, the reason we can say Kol Nidre is nobody has any idea what it means. But to explain it to people, you can't explain it to me. Last line, Yiboyluhu pligi rabban alei de Reb Elazar ben Yaakov oilai. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov was the one who made this statement that Nidre Zeruzin, you could just basically tell your friend you're making a neder, and then it's not chal. Well, is this his personal opinion, or do people agree with him? If the rabbanon argue, do we paskin like him or not? Says the Ran, the question here is, maybe the rabbis only said Nidre Zerizin by a seller and a buyer. Shein PM v'libam shavim. Because they don't mean what they said. There we would apply Nidre Zerizin, because originally they wanted only three. But if you want your friend to eat by you, you could say Shebedavka humadira. There you mean it. Okay, Rabbi Isai, here you have it, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Next week, Chav Dalid. And then the week of Pesach, Chabalino Toiva, Dav Chav Hei. Have a great night, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Rabbi. For the record,
recording stopped.
For the record, we do say Kol Nidre, but it's a much more happier tone than what you...
Yeah? No, we're very not happy when we say it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.